Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diagnosis Daytime Podcast. Today our topics of discussions will be Aiden's bullying storyline. A lot of fans have had some response to that storyline, and so we're going to discuss a little bit about what we're thinking and what some of our fans are thinking. Also, Jason have finally gotten back together, so what does that mean for the story are for General Hospital and what were our thoughts on the reunion. I have with me today Melissa.
Hey.
And Maria.
Hello.
And Ash.
Hi.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. The Aiden storyline started out as kind of a bullying storyline, but there was always a little bit of a question of whether it was about something more. And just recently, the question of whether or not Aiden is gay came up. A lot of fans definitely have some strong thoughts regarding this, and I actually am kind of intrigued by this story. I feel like General Hospital has really kind of, this regime anyways, has really been into doing a lot of the social issue type storylines. And I feel like this one, unlike a few of the other ones, seems like it was really well thought out and there was some research done to it. I asked fans their opinions on the show, on this storyline, and I set up a poll on my website. A lot of fans like how the topic of bullying is being addressed, and they are intrigued by the possibility of Aiden being gay as well. The majority of fans, what they really enjoy about this is seeing the family work together to resolve the issue and kind of support Aiden through, you know, whatever is happening with them. It's possible that he isn't gay after all. It's something that he is 8 years old and he's still learning who he is. So right now everything's just kind of a possibility. One fan, our friend Carol Johnson, stated, "Well, I like that they're addressing this topic. I'm rather infuriated in the way Aiden's teacher, schools, is addressing the issue. It's just one chapter in his life. Will tells Liz, this is so wrong. It's a chapter that can affect his whole life. It hits me very personally since I had to attend the funeral of the 14-year-old daughter of a friend who took her own life after being bullied." So, yeah, this, what Aiden's going through definitely has some pretty strong implications for his life going forward. We've seen him withdraw a bit and his confidence in himself go down. I really like that they're tackling this issue because I think it is a very important issue right now. And, you know, recently it seems like there's been more discussion on how to handle these type of issues, where in the past it has been more of the it's just something that happens type of way these situations were addressed. Now, regardless of whether Aiden is gay or not, he shouldn't be bullied. So, I mean, I hope that part of the story, they do continue to tackle that and resolve that issue. At this point, it feels like it's been going on so long, though, and the teacher in school haven't really fixed it. So that's pretty frustrating for me. As far as Aiden's sexuality goes and stuff, he's only 8. So I know a lot of people are kind of like, well, that's kind of young for a character to start realizing he's gay. One thing I've learned from this story, which it's great to be able to learn from soaps tackling issues like this, is just in discussing with some people, is it might not be that young. I've had a lot of people who follow me comment that, you know, that's when I started realizing I was different, you know, and saying that, you know, I liked playing with the girl toys and all my friends were girls and stuff at that age. And though I may not have had a label for it at the time or been into, you know, boys or girls or anything like that, I knew that I wasn't like the other kids. You know, I had kind of my own personality. So I'm really interested in this story, and I hope that they continue to keep it on the path it is, and I really want to see how Franco and Liz and both Jake and Cameron to handle things going forward for Aiden. Melissa, what are your thoughts on the storyline?
So this story is actually my favorite story on GH right now. I think it's such an important issue. I think, you know, a lot of fans have either been bullied or know somebody who's been bullied, so it kind of hits home. For me, particularly, because I was bullied throughout school, so I can really relate to Aiden. And then I like how they're handling the whole question of whether or not he's gay. I would like for it not to be answered right now, but maybe in a few years, you know, when he's a little bit older. But I kind of like the hints that, you know, he might be. And I like the way that Franco and Elizabeth is questioning it, and the advice that they got from Brad and Lucas was very smart, you know, not to question him about it, but just to see, you know, to invite them over and see how welcoming that they are towards it.
I really liked those scenes with Brad and Lucas and Liz. I thought those were very well written and handled very well, and it was nice to kind of see some different perspectives on it from people who had gone through it themselves, because like Brad, he's like, yeah, I knew right away, and when I was, you know, 8 years old isn't too young, because that's when I started having those type of feelings. And with Lucas, it was like, well, I didn't really know right away until I was like a teenager, and I kind of, you know, just started being interested in boys and stuff. So it's kind of nice to get that, kind of those different perspectives from people who had been through it. And also, they give for some really good advice, too. And, you know, you got to be there to support Aiden, and no matter, you know, where his life takes him and stuff. And that it is going to be hard for Aiden going forward. So it's something that I think Liz needs to prepare for. Maria, what were your thoughts on the story?
Well, I'm finally liking the Aiden story, especially now that they introduced the cyberbullying part of it. And the pace has picked up more. So, you know, we're not getting like one scene every, you know, once a month or anything. But for me, it wasn't enough that Charlotte was the big bad of third grade. You know, I was interested to know if she started the kids on the path of, you know, Aiden is weird, or, you know, or did she just kind of go along with it because other kids were doing it? Because she said something when she apologized. She said she thought he would get along better if he had listened to her. And that she apologized, and she said she was done trying to change Aiden. So that kind of left me like, well, maybe there's more to it, whether GH will actually go there or not. You know, I doubt it, to be honest with you. It's probably just me. But for me, this is still more about bullying than Aiden being gay, because it doesn't matter really if he's gay or straight. The boy is being targeted for harassment. I don't think the school nor the teacher, you know, really have helped him. I think they have failed him. I really do. I think they should have nipped it in the bud a long time ago. They should have called Elizabeth in a long time ago. You know, I mean, Willow, I'm sorry. If that was my kid's teacher, I would be having a fit right now. But anyway, besides that, I just, you know, nothing so far to me screams that he's gay, right? So, he, you know, the baking, the princess pencils, not being a jock, that doesn't mean anything. But the bullying really is the serious part of all this. So I want to know who is cyberbullying him. Is it Charlotte? Is it someone else that we haven't been introduced yet? So what I would do is I would ask Spinelli to find out who the culprit is. I would kind of get him involved and see if, you know, he could do his little hacking and find out where all this is coming from. But I did really like Brad and Lucas and Liz. I love that scene. I would love to see more of them. And I really hope we get to see that dinner, because that really would just kind of cement everything together, and I think we need that.
You know, I think that I want to see that dinner too. I think that it's kind of cool that I feel like you're utilizing more of the cast and interacting with each other a bit more, which hopefully that continues. But it would be kind of cool to have, like, Liz and Frankel be friends with Brad and Lucas and stuff like that. They all work at the hospital and stuff. And I feel like there's
definitely
a lot of opportunity for more of these, you know, the grown-ups and stuff to get together and for friendships to be explored and for connections between these characters to be made. And, yeah, I definitely want Hope to see that dinner.
Yeah. And if for instance, if they do come to dinner and Aiden is gay, let's say, if he's feeling those feelings, and he sees Brad and he sees Lucas and they have a baby and everything's okay and their parents, you know, Liz and Franco accept them, you know, that has to go a long way for him to say, hey, I'm not abnormal. These are normal people. These are doctors, you know. Mm-hmm. So if it's okay for them, it's got to be okay for me. So, and I mean, the boy needs to find his voice. And I think he needs to become more confident. And hopefully that, you know, once they find out who's doing this to him, hopefully that will be the next step in this journey for him.
Yeah, I agree. Ash, what are some of your thoughts on this storyline?
Well, I like the story now. I was a little hesitant when it first started because I thought maybe they were playing a little too much into stereotypes with him liking baking and liking a princess show and being not into sports. But I like the turn it's taken where it's become more about letting him be who he is regardless of whether or not he's gay or not. And the fact that Elizabeth did mention that it has been something on her mind for a while now. It's just something she's never verbalized, and it's not about the baking. It's not about the princess pencils. It's just something she's thought. So I do like the storyline now. I think it's moving at a really, really good pace. I was bullied in school, and I will say that I don't think the school is that off base by how they're reacting, aside from the fact that the principal would probably be called in. I didn't have any parents called in when I was bullied. It was just me and those kids in a room with the principal, and that's the only thing they did to deal with it. So I don't think it's that far off that it's just Willow kind of dealing with it right now. Although I do think administration would be involved, but we might not necessarily be seeing that on screen. I loved the Brad and Lucas and Elizabeth scene. I thought that was a great scene, and they both had different perspectives of what it was like to be a young child and be gay and be different and not really understand what that meant to them. So I'm enjoying the story now, and I want to see kind of where it leads. I personally wouldn't involve Spinelli, only because it's an 8-year-old kid bullying him, and kind of just see how the school involves in it. And the bigger really issue is to stop the bullying, whether Aiden is gay or not, isn't the issue. That's just going to come in time, and he's just a little bit of a different kid, which I think a lot of kids are that aren't gay. So we'll just have to see where that goes. But I'm hoping they kind of shift it towards finding the bully and doing what Brad and Lucas said and just showing him that they're very accepting of him for whoever he is.
I agree. I think that's the part that's most important to me because, like both you and Melissa had stated, I was bullied in school and stuff. And so I kind of feel like I'm learning a little bit about how things are dealt with in different schools and just a different time now than they were when I was a kid because it just, you know, if it happened, you know, maybe your teacher would make the bully stay after school or something like that, but nobody called in any parents. Nobody told the bully's parents your kid needs to start behaving or they're getting suspended. None of that happened. And I'm seeing a lot of people respond and say, like, you know, I went through this with my daughter and this is how the teacher handled it. You know, they called in the parents and stuff like that. And I've also had viewers who are teachers and stuff like that say that this is how I would have handled this situation. I'm like, well, that's really great that, you know, it's something people think there needs to be a policy for and it needs to be dealt with. So I'm happy to hear those type of responses from people. So I'm not really sure if Willow's way of handling it's realistic or not. But I do think it's really hard for viewers because, you know, they can relate and they've been through this, to have Aiden continue to go through it and it not be resolved, because the parents and everybody are aware of it, but nobody's really taking steps to correct it yet.
Yes, and I do appreciate Nina's character's kind of perspective on it, because there are parents like that. There are parents that are going to defend their child and say their child's not doing anything wrong and their child is perfect. And so I kind of like that angle, even though I know some people don't. And based on some of the responses that they have gotten, because they have gotten some very negative ones, I think it's a story that needs to be told, because people are still a bit ignorant on what exactly it is that gay youth go through. You can know when you're 8, and people don't seem to understand that, and they're saying they're ruining a sweet child. They're not ruining him. They're just, they're giving him a storyline, and he is who he is. It doesn't ruin anybody to be who you are and love who you love.
You know, I think what's,
and he's doing
cool,
a good job too. You have to give it to Jason. He's really doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good little actor.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
Yeah. What's kind of cool about Liz's kids and the way that they've been written recently is that they all have their personalities kind of getting developed right in front of us, where a lot of times with soap kids, you know, they come out once in a while and, oh, aren't they cute, and then they go back up in the attic until they're sore, still teenagers, you know. And with them, we're kind of getting to know them already. Like, we know a lot about Cameron's personality and how he has kind of a protective nature to his brothers, and we know why he has that behavior, you know, why he's had to be the man of the house the whole time, and why he's been reluctant with Franco, and we know he likes sports, and, you know, we know a lot about his personality with Jake. We know he's into art, and, you know, kind of his personality as well, and we're starting to learn that now about Aiden too, what he's into. And so I kind of like that we can kind of put together their stories already for the future. Like Aiden, maybe he's going to grow up and be a chef and work at the Metro Court or something like that. I mean, it's kind of easy to see them as people, which is really cool.
Yeah, but I really liked the conversation between Cameron and Jake about how to protect Aiden. Jake's not like Cameron, and he's not comfortable, you know, beating everyone up. But I also like the scenes that he, in his own way, is trying to help by getting, or by feeling in Elizabeth and Franco on the full spectrum of, you know, the cyber abuse that Aiden's going through.
Yeah. And I mean, I definitely get that, you know, they're trying to have Aiden be himself and stuff, but at the same time, you don't want the kids to, like, you know, he made these cupcakes he's so proud of, and he loves baking, and they're so excited that he's found something that makes him happy, but you don't want these kids to destroy that for him, you know? You don't want him to bring the cupcakes and have them make fun of him and have him not want to do it anymore, you know? So
The scene when Elizabeth said that to Jake, when he was like, don't let him send the cupcakes, and Franco's like, maybe we shouldn't, and Elizabeth said, well, we don't want to, like, make him not feel happy about who he is, and telling him he can't do that is basically telling him not to be himself. So I really appreciated that scene where she was like, we can't always protect him, and if he wants to do something that makes him happy, we have to let him do it, regardless of what we know might happen.
Yeah, that was a nice scene.
And maybe they could kind of recruit Charlotte in that, and saying, okay, he's your cousin, you know, let's, you know, can you please try to, you know, get some of the kids to accept him more? Because I think a lot of times with the bullying, you have to, you know, once other kids accept you, then, you know, it's a lot easier for the rest. So maybe, yeah, because, I don't know, I was watching the scene when she apologized to him. And now that I'm looking back, she kind of did seem sincere. I mean, at first I thought she's a demon child. Now she doesn't mean it. But I kind of got a different feeling about that. So I'd like to see her maybe get a little bit more involved with him, because they are cousins, you know. And let's you know, bring in more of the family, you know, to surround him.
Yeah, I think Charlotte was sincere. I think her thought process was, if I tell him how to act, if I tell him who to play with, then people will be nicer to him. But it came across as her being a bully to him and basically saying, no, you can't play with these people because you're like this. But in I think she was trying to help him and just going about it a really terrible way.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
I kind of disagree. I think she was being really out of line, and I don't like that, you know, all they did was make her apologize and then take her out for ice cream. I feel like they should I feel like they should have had more of a discussion with her.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not like an outright, like you're grounded, blah, 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 but they should have sat down and talked to her instead of like, you know, just because Aiden does this doesn't mean that it's bad. And,
yeah.
you know, this is, you know, kind of get her to empathize with Aiden a bit and see things from his point of view.
Yeah.
You know, they sat down and they're like, well, why do you think Aiden's weird? And then kind of point out to her that, no, that isn't weird. And, you know, hey, you need to be nice to your cousin because how would you like it if someone did that to you? I mean, there was a little bit of discussion with Valentine talking about, you know, when he was younger and he got bullied and stuff, which was nice, but I just feel like they didn't really have a discussion with her about how her behavior hurt Aiden.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely think she was out of line. I just think that in her mind, she thought she was helping him.
I think she was kind of having fun being mean to him, to be honest, because, like, if you go back to the scenes where they had career day and stuff like that, she was not trying to help him at all there. She was basically, hey, Aiden never talks. Let's laugh at him and make fun of them. So, I think that she is a kid and stuff like that. I don't think it's her responsibility to make other kids like Aiden or anything like that. I think that it's really up to the teacher and the parents to create a safe environment for him. And I think it's up to her parents to discuss with her, you know, her behavior and stuff and why it's, you know, kind of teach her about kindness, I guess.
That's the one part that was handled pretty poorly was, I mean, Lulu brought Charlotte over to apologize, which was the right thing to do. But then Laura and Lulu afterwards said how proud they were of her, and she came out for gelato. It just seemed a bit ridiculous that that's what you would do when somebody was really hurting another child and a relative at that.
Yeah, it was just, that part was weird, and it didn't sit well with me, so I'm hoping they do something with it to kind of not just leave that out there.
I suspect we won't see Charlotte in this story again, but that part was handled pretty poorly.
Yeah. Melissa, did you have any other thoughts on the storyline?
I would like more of Charlotte's backstory about why she was being the bully. My guess is that she was hurting from Valentine and Nina's kind of breakup at the time, and so she was trying to control other aspects of her life. But I would like that delved into a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, you know, we didn't really get much of a reason for why she was doing that, because why would she care if Aiden's different? I mean, it just kind of was like, okay. I feel like there was more to that story, and I do hope we see more of it from her point of view. I also think it's kind of interesting because they've brought it up a couple of times that Aiden is her cousin, and if you kind of look at the Cassidine's behavior towards each other, maybe that's part of the problem, you know. Valentine murdered Nick, is Nick his cousin, nephew?
Nephew, I think.
Yeah, he's Aiden's uncle.
So, I mean, the Cassidines haven't always been very nice to each other and stuff, and maybe that's part of it, too, is maybe she thinks, okay, this is how you treat family. So there's definitely some ways they can go there.
Yeah. That's if she even knows that, though. I mean, that's a a pretty big thing for her to be, to know about, because her dad killed her uncle.
Mm-hmm. Another story that big thing that happened on General Hospital recently is that Jason and Sam finally, I mean, I think they were kind of together before, but they finally slept together. I guess they're kind of pretending they're not together now so that she can investigate Shiloh, but they're together now after well over a year. So my thoughts on that, with the storyline, the way it played out, there were some pluses and minuses for me. Things I did like about it is I did like how they tied it into when Jason had died and when he was when she was searching for him and diving in the water to try and find him, and she wasn't able to save him the first time, and this time she was. I thought that was a nice way of kind of pulling that together. And I did like that they also showed her concern and worry when he left afterwards that maybe he won't come back again. So it did give Sam a little bit of point of view. I would have liked a little bit more, but we did get kind of her point of view of why she might be hesitant to jump into back into a relationship with Jason, because losing him before was so painful for her. So I liked that they tied that in and kind of showed the audience that again. I also liked the morning after where he was had cooked her breakfast and stuff. I thought that was a really cute exchange. And, you know, I liked when she ran up and gave him a hug afterwards. I felt like there was, that was just, they felt very together, and I felt like it was a really nice scene for them. The love scene was good. It was fine. I didn't like the lead up, though, with the whole stuff with the kids being trapped in the cave and that ladder that was, like, maybe like 6 foot tall, and it seemed a little, it seemed cheap. I was just out there. It was kind of poorly done, and it didn't really give me a sense of danger or anything like that. And so I kind of wish that was trying to set up this big, dramatic, dangerous event beforehand, that they would have more given them more of a, just have them have more of a conversation about themselves and what they were feeling and stuff before they got together. I do like that it seems like with this story, it's hopefully a good sign that some of the stuff that wasn't happening for several months in last year is starting to move forward. It feels like a lot of the story in General Hospital has kind of just been spinning around in a wheel, and nothing's been happening. And so it's nice to see that this story at least has moved in one direction. I'm not really a Jason or Dream fan either way, but something needs to happen there. We couldn't just have it continue to be nothing. So I'm looking at it as a good sign that hopefully General Hospital is looking at getting some of these stories back on track and moving forward. Melissa, what were your thoughts on Jason's reunion?
So I liked their lovemaking scene for the most part. I liked that they played like their song throughout it, kind of put me in my feelings, you know, reminiscent of the good old days. And my favorite part was when he like kissed her belly. I thought that was really cute. It seemed to be lacking the passion that I would expect for people who have waited like a year for Sam's case and what, 5 or 6 years on Jason's side. So a really long time for them to get reunited, and it just seemed like a normal lovemaking scene. So it wasn't quite the reunion I was expecting. And then the storyline now where they're pretending to be broken up is kind of frustrating to me, because I feel like I just waited a whole year to see him get together and now I have to, you know, wait to see how this plays out. So I feel like I'm back in the holding pattern. 2 steps forward and 1 step back.
Yeah, I don't like the cult story at all. I find it, I like the actor they got to play Shiloh. I think he's a really good actor and he's very attractive. But I think they should have brought him on as, like, Stephen Lars or a Nick recast or something like that. I don't really care about this particular character. And I just find the cult story scenes just very boring. I mean, they're all kind of just sitting in a room crying and talking about their feelings and stuff, and it's not very entertaining to watch. And like you said, it would have been nice to see, you know, a few weeks of Jason and Sam being happy together and stuff before they jumped into something like this. It just seems like an odd choice for the direction to go. What are your thoughts on Jason and Sam?
Well, not really being a big Jason fan, I have to say I was happy to see that they finally had sex. It had dragged on way too long. And since they weren't going to do the traditional triangle with Drew, then I felt that they needed to move forward one way or the other. Either they had to reunite or wish each other well and move on. So as far as the scene where they finally made love, I mean, I thought it was nice. And I think they needed to do that because beforehand they just seemed a little awkward and nervous around each other. Now, I don't know if that was their direction or if it's just after 6 years of not acting, you know, with each other and knowing where this, you know, relationship was going to go, if it was the actors. You know, their nervousness. So I think once they did go all the way and have their sex, I think their chemistry changed and they became a little bit, you know, more just more comfortable with each other. I mean, I kind of sensed that really right from, you know, right afterwards, like they were a little bit more comfortable. And I think that was probably the best thing that they could have done for the actors and for their characters, you know, to finally have sex. Because it broke the ice and it allowed them to get their groove on again. The Shiloh story, you know, I don't like the cult story at all. I mean, it's kind of dumb. The only way you can save this story is if all of a sudden Mitch Lawrence appears and he's the cult master. You know, other than that, this guy I like. Shiloh. I mean, I thought I liked him, and I kind of wanted him to be a good guy, you know, to prove Jason and Sam wrong. But the scenes with Alexis and Christina, he gave me the creeps. So I don't think he's going to be a good guy. But the storyline of, you know, Sam and Jason breaking up and then sneaking around, that could be fun for their fans. You know, because they could be, like, you know, sneaking around and having sex all over Port Charles, you know. So, you know, as a fan, I could see where that would be cool for them. It reminds me a little bit, just a little bit, of when Alexis, Ned, Jax, and Cleo, or Chloe, or whatever the hell her name is, when they were, you know, when they were pretending to be married to, you know, the other, and they were sneaking around with the other one, and, you know, so that part of it could be cute, but, you know, whether they'll write it that way, I doubt it. You know, I don't have much faith. But, you know, I'm glad to see that they're reunited. I hope they get married, have lots of babies, and stay together for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Also, one of the biggest complaints I've seen from fans, and one of my complaints as well, is that the romance just kind of went away last year, and I don't know what it was, but there was, like, no focus on it at all. And so that's another thing I really like about the reunion is because it is romance-based. And, you know, like you said, it could be kind of fun having kind of that element of excitement of having them sneak around and almost get caught and, you know, those romantic encounters with each other. That could definitely be something fans could get into. So maybe they do know what they're doing with this cult story, but let's do more than just have a bunch of hippies sitting around taking courses together. Because that's really boring.
Ask her again. It's like, well, geez, shut up. Oh, my God. I wanted to punch him in the face.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it was supposed to be
that part.
So, Ash, what were your thoughts on Jason and Sam's reunion?
I'm not a Jason or Sam fan, so I don't really have like a stake in who they end up with romantically. My preference would be for them all to be with new people, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I do think that Jason and Sam do have a very like long history, and they have been written as like that soulmate kind of love. So I get for their fans that this is something that the show would want to do because they are a very popular couple and the actors are very popular actors and the characters are very popular characters and so on. And so I did enjoy the reunion to a point. I do agree. I thought it lacked the kind of like, it's been 6 years, you're the love of my life kind of reunion. But I thought that the sex scene was nice. I thought it was cute. And I thought that it wasn't like a fade to black that they normally do a lot of the time. So I appreciated that. The build-up to it I didn't really enjoy. I thought the scenes of the kids being trapped was a bit ridiculous because it was an 8-foot hole and all Jason or Drew had to do was lean down and yank the kids up. But I do like that they're kind of now a little more comfortable with each other and they seem to be kind of in love finally and admitting they're in love and saying they're in love. So I think that's good. I think moving forward it's going to get a lot better. Because that year of just them staring at each other was just, I just couldn't handle it anymore. So they needed to do something. The cult story, I don't mind that there's a kind of an outside obstacle coming in to kind of mess up the reunion where they have to kind of hide it from people. I do think that's not a bad story. I think it would be fun for their fans to see them kind of sneaking around to be together. But I do hope we see that. And we don't just see them dealing with the Shiloh and the cult story, that we see them in these romantic moments. We see them at Jason's place meeting up, and we see them kind of having these little rendezvous. Because I think that's something their fans would really enjoy, and something that I might possibly enjoy, depending on how it's played out. I like the actor that plays Shiloh. I think he's a very good actor, and I think he could be a long-term character if written a certain way, but I do agree. I think he's going to end up being the bad guy that Jason and Sam have to take down like normal. So I'm expecting him not to last that long, unfortunately. But which is a shame, because I do think that even if he is a bad guy, sometimes a bad guy can stick around, because GH kind of doesn't have a really like a villain that's supposed to be a villain. So it might be nice. I mean, since Helena's been gone and Faison's been gone, they don't really have like a hardcore villain that you're supposed to kind of hate, but it's kind of, you know, compelling and you can't help but watch. So maybe that will be what Shiloh is. I don't know. But I've somewhat enjoyed the reunion. Again, I haven't been a Sam and Jason fan in about, I don't know, 10 years. So I can't really say that, say whether or not their sex scene was great or terrible, but I didn't mind it. I watched the whole thing. I didn't fast forward any of it. So that's something, I suppose. So I'm looking forward to see kind of what happens with them and see if they write them kind of the way they used to write them, as kind of that soulmate, you know, I can't live without you, ride or die kind of love.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how they do that too. You know, I am glad they have them reunited, because just watching them not do anything for a year, I think, you know, there's a lot of going back and forth and stuff between the Jason and Sam fans and the Drew and Sam fans online, which is unfortunate. But I feel like a lot of that is because this got so drug out. There was nothing really for fans to watch story-wise for like a year, so they were given nothing really to do. But you go online and kind of discuss things with each other. And yeah, it just wasn't really good. So I do feel like almost like all of a sudden somebody realized, okay, we can't continue to do this, and rushed it really quick, which the love scene and afterwards and stuff were great. There's a whole setup of the story with the action adventure with the kids in this hole and the stairs and, I don't know, this floorboards loose. Well, don't step on the floorboards. And, I mean, that was really ridiculous. And I would have liked it if there was a better setup for that. But that kind of felt rushed for me. And I think some of that might be because somebody finally sat down and was like, we can't just have them not do anything in this story any longer.
I will say that I did like that Sam kind of got to save him like she couldn't 6 years ago. She got to jump in the water and find him and get him out. I liked that aspect of it. I just wish the setup for him being in the water had been a little different. But I did like that she got to kind of rescue him and kind of do what she couldn't do 6 years ago.
Has Sam ever saved Jason before? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember.
I mean, probably. I'm sure that there's been, like, a gunfight or something where she's jumped in and kind of saved him. But I don't think to that extent she has.
Well, she did nurse him back to health in Mexico with her magical dirty rag and water. Don't you remember that? I mean, he had, like, bullets in him. And somehow she just kept rubbing those bullets out of him.
Well,
it was miraculous. It was just a miracle. I just wow.
Only
that rag. Yeah, only MGH can you cure someone that has a bullet wound with a rag and some water.
The power of
these things now. Yeah.
And I think, you know, speaking of Mexico, I think that's probably what a lot of people were expecting is that kind of intensity. So maybe if some people were a little disappointed, it was because they were expecting that and they didn't get that.
I'd be very interested to see what their next love scene's like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm hoping they get one relatively soon because they're supposed to be sneaking around. So I'd like to see what their next kind of scene's like and see how they play that one where it's kind of, they know it's going to happen. So they might be a little more prepared for it. We might get something a little more planned out than this one.
And, you know, because of the danger, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, the adrenaline rush and all that, you know, maybe that'll play into it.
Yeah.
That's why the setup was, another thing I thought about the setup was weird is because it was supposed to be the danger and the adrenaline running and stuff. And so the love scene, I kind of was expecting to mirror that a bit. But it was a nice love scene and stuff. Like kind of, you know, I'm not sure if I would have wanted something different or not, it's hard to say. I mean, they did slow it down beforehand where they, you know, went home and they sat by the fire and they had dinner and stuff and talked to each other and spent some time together beforehand. So it worked that way. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the next love scene is like, which better happen because as they're sneaking around, we don't want to, unless they just get interrupted every time.
Yeah,
can we have a Frizz love scene before though? I mean, please.
Well, yeah.
since April.
It's really lasting in the afternoon, so I'd like to see a whole bunch of people having sex. Cause,
yeah.
I mean, when you go a year between love scenes on a soap opera, it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it's.
I mean,
we've
had
really
Frizz,
I mean, come on.
Valentina, and Jasam this year, and that's it.
I've blocked out Ricky.
Yeah. And I mean, there's some of that's been implied. Like, we can obviously deduce that Franco and Liz get busy quite often, but we're not seeing that any of it. And it's kind of like, you know, I mean, soaps, they are family drama and adventure and stuff like that, too. But Love in the Afternoon is very appealing to fans. And it's something that, I mean, if it wasn't appealing, then we wouldn't have everybody who's, you know, a super fan of couples and shippers and stuff online talking about the couples if that wasn't what was important to fans. And it is definitely important to fans to have those couples in those moments together. And we're not getting enough of that.
We're not even getting much romance, to be honest. Like, something needs to fix.
Mike is getting a lot of action, okay? isn't he getting married now? Maybe he's the one that gets married next.
I can't remember the last time a date was shown on GH. Like, I just think we need to, go back to the roots of...
Hanging out at Kelly's. Remember that people used to hang out at Kelly's and talk. I guess now it's Charlie's, but... I miss Kelly's, too.
I don't know why they set up Charlie another restaurant when they're not using Kelly's. I don't know if they're going to save
Kelly's.
They used it
on Thanksgiving for Frank and Elizabeth. They use it occasionally.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they couldn't have just had Julian by Kelly's. I like the set, though, and everything for Charlie's. Yeah, it kind of does seem like we have a lot of restaurants and places for people to hang out at now, which, you know, it's better than that stupid perk set where it was just like everybody's standing outside on like some sort of a or something, and there was like a coffee machine in the corner.
That's a dumb set. But at least Kelly's, you know, there's it's a safe place. If you go to Charlie's, I mean, most people don't like Julian. It's like, well, what are you doing in his place? You know, Sam goes in there to insult him. Drew goes in there to insult him. Everybody goes in there to eat and drink, but they all end up insulting the poor guy. It's like, come on. You should kick them all out.
Like, you can go to Kelly's instead. You don't have to go to Charlie's.
Go to Kelly's.
My favorite was the recent Michael Fainer. He went in and said, maybe you should just avoid Wayne Riley. I'm like, you walked into his business.
Yeah.
They bring Wiley in there and they're like, no, you can't be around Wiley. It's like, well, then don't bring the baby in the bar.
Right?
Well, but yet he can be around Sonny. Give me a break. Julian is out of the mob. Julian is, you know, he's a shop owner. He's not in the mob. You know, get over it already. If you allow Sonny to be around your kid, you can allow your own father to be around him. That drives me nuts.
I think it's because Willow requested Julian not be around him. Well, that was a weird like.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. Maybe Willow didn't want the baby around Julian just because didn't Julian kind of pressure her? Or I don't know if he threatened her or not. But
yes.
Yeah.
And that would have made sense. That would have made perfect sense, but she made the request before Julian had ever contacted her.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
she
so
did.
How did she even, you know, how did she even know that and that's going to happen?
Yeah. Anyways, looks like we're getting towards the end here. This was a great conversation, and I hope that our listeners helps you start your own conversations and hopefully we get to see a lot more of Aiden's story progressed, and hopefully Jason and Sam get to have a lot of sex while they're sneaking around. So thank you for joining us, and we'll chat again later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go Rams.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.